She was gone, and the coldness of it was her final gift. She'd do it with a flake of obsidian. He'd taught her himself. Sharper than steel, the edge an atom thick. And she was right, there was no argument. The 100 nights they'd sat up, arguing the pros and cons of self-destruction with the earnestness of philosophers chained to a madhouse wall. In the morning, the boy said nothing at all, and when they were packed and ready to set out upon the road, he turned and looked back at their campsite, and he said, "She's gone, isn't she?" And he said, "Yes, she is." Always so deliberate, hardly surprised by the most outlandish advents. A creation perfectly evolved to meet its own end. They sat at the window and ate in their robes by candlelight a midnight supper and watched distant cities burn. A few nights later, she gave birth in their bed by the light of a dry cell lamp, gloves meant for dishwashing, the improbable appearance of the small crown of the head, streaked with blood and lank black hair, the rank meconium. Her cries meant nothing to him. Beyond the window, just the gathering cold, the fires on the horizon. He held aloft the scrawny red body, so raw and naked, and cut the cord with kitchen shears and wrapped his son in a towel. "Did you have any friends?" "Yes, I did." "Lots of them?" "Yes." "Do you remember them?" "Yes, I remember them."
"What happened to them?"
"They died."
"All of them?"
"Yes, all of them."
"Do you miss them?"
"Yes, I do."
"Where are we going?"
"We're going south."
"Okay."
They were all day on the long black road, stopping in the afternoon to eat sparingly from their meager supplies. The boy took his truck from the pack and shaped roads in the ash with a stick. The truck tooled along slowly. He made truck noises. The day seemed almost warm, and they slept in the leaves with their packs under their heads. Something woke him. He turned on his side and lay listening. He raised his head slowly, the pistol in his hand. He looked down at the boy, and when he looked back toward the road, the first of them were already coming into view. "God," he whispered. He reached and shook the boy, keeping his eyes on the road. They came, shuffling through the ash, casting their hooded heads from side to side. Some of them wearing canister masks. One in a biohazard suit, stained and filthy. Slouching along with clubs in their hands, lengths of pipe, coughing. Then he heard on the road behind them what sounded like a diesel truck. "Quick," he whispered. "Quick!" He shoved the pistol in his belt and grabbed the boy by the hand, and he dragged the cart through the trees and tilted it over where it wouldn't be so easily seen. The boy was frozen with fear. He pulled him to him. "It's all right," he said. "We have to run. Don't look back. Come on." He slung their knapsacks over his shoulder, and they tore through the crumbling bracken. The boy was terrified. "Run," he whispered. "Run!" He looked back. The truck had rumbled into view. Men standing in the bed looking out. The boy fell and he pulled him up. "It's all right," he said. "Come on." He could see a break through the trees that he thought was a ditch or a cut, and they came out through the weeds into an old roadway, plates of cracked macadam showing through the drifts of ash. He pulled the boy down and they crouched under the bank, listening, gasping for breath. They could hear the diesel engine out on the road, running on God knows what. When he raised up to look back through the woods, he could just see the top of the truck moving along the road, men standing in the stake bed, some of them holding rifles. The truck passed on, and the black diesel smoke coiled through the woods. The motor sounded ropey, missing and puttering. Then it quit. He sank down and put his hand on top of his head.
God, he said.
They could hear the thing rattle and flap to a halt.
Then, just the silence.
He looked at the boy. He had the pistol in his hand. He couldn't even remember taking it from his belt. They could hear the men talking, hear them unlatch and raise the hood. He sat with his arm around him.
Shh, he said.